This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. For months now, in Iowa and New Hampshire, Democratic presidential hopefuls Barack Obama and John Edwards have kept up a barrage of attacks on National Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. But in Iowa this past week, the Edwards and Obama campaigns have also increased their attacks on each other. Both are hoping to capitalize on a caucus system where being a voter's second choice can make a difference. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Des Moines.
With polls showing the Democratic contest in Iowa to be essentially a three-way tie, Obama and Edwards have to make some stark strategic choices. Each hopes to win the state, but just as important, neither can afford to finish third. Running third could raise serious doubts, especially for Edwards, who has a large, long-standing organization in Iowa and who has staked his campaign on doing very well here. That means criticizing Hillary Clinton is no longer enough for Edwards. Obama has become a target as well. This past week, Edwards has said that the Illinois senator is living in never-never land if he thinks he can sit down and negotiate with the big oil, insurance, and drug companies. Obama's campaign has fired back. His spokesman has emailed reporters with accusations that Edwards is exploiting loopholes in campaign finance laws and questioning Edwards' commitment to new ethics and lobbying regulations. Yesterday, at an event in a hot, crowded upstairs room at the public library in tiny Washington, Iowa, Edwards did not mention Obama by name, but he was clearly talking about him when he said this.
And all the fancy words in the world will change nothing. You better send somebody into this arena that is ready for this fight. Somebody that's got the guts and the determination to fight for you and your children and your grandchildren.
A few hours later, Obama was in nearby Mount Pleasant in southeast Iowa. He did not mention Edwards by name, but he did respond.
The argument basically says, you know, Obama is right about the need for change, but his problem is he's too nice. He's not angry or confrontational enough to beat down the special interests and the lobbyists.
Obama then added this.
Now, I don't need a lecture on how to bring about change.
One more thing pitting Edwards against Obama has to do with the rules that govern the Iowa Democratic caucus. The rules say that if any candidate doesn't get 15% of the vote when Democrats first assemble at their local caucus site, then supporters of those lesser candidates may disperse and join a group that prefers another candidate. That means being the second choice of many Iowans can actually result in a better showing on caucus night. Right now, both Edwards and Obama are banking on the belief that they'll be the second choice of caucus goers more often than Hillary Clinton is, and both hope that will be the key to victory. That's why Washington, Iowa resident Fred Stark says he's not surprised that things are getting more testy.
But I think you're going to find that as oftentimes this happens as we get closer and everyone starts to get, it's like getting jammed into a crowded elevator. You're liable to have some jostling going around. I just call it, it's all part of the political game as such, and I don't take it real serious. I know you're going to find that you always go after a top person.
Of course, in Iowa, a negative tone also carries risks. At the Obama event in Mount Pleasant, a 39-year-old researcher at Iowa's Cornell College named Becky Elkins offers this word of caution.
You know, people in Iowa in particular don't like to engage in this sort of attacking sort of politics. And so if you engage in it, I think the person that's being attacked is the person who receives goodwill, not the person doing the attacking.
We'll know if that theory holds in less than a week. The Iowa caucuses are on Thursday. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.